Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Call me the Breeze. Therefore, it must be time to talk to Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News every Thursday. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, we've got a good story for you. If you drive on Highway 98, and you have been doing so for a while, you can see that people are getting just fed up with what is going on. And so we interviewed people from the Chamber of Commerce, business owners. We put it out there on Facebook, and we got a lot of comments. A lot of people are just tired of what they're seeing on this construction project. We also spoke to FDOT, Ian Satter, and he explained to us what's going on. But, you know, still, there's some things that I think we can improve, and this is the whole point of it, is that they're blocking off a lot of businesses. People can't even get into their businesses. The businesses themselves are suffering because of this construction that just continues to grind on, and instead of, you know, fixing one area at a time,
yes,
the whole stretch,
yes,
is a mess. And so, you know, people are just, and they don't see a lot of progress either. So it's a dangerous situation. So many of the median cuts are blocked off, so everyone is having to make U-turns. Some cars, you know, just unable to make a U-turn.
Yeah.
Big trucks are unable to make U-turns. And Highway 98 is all we have.
Right.
We don't really have an alternate route. So people are really aggravated about it. But we did find out that a lot of the progress has been done. And what you're seeing on the south side of the road is going to be a shared use path, similar to the one they have in Gulf Breeze, which is going to be 12 feet wide. So that's going to be great for bicycling or whatever you want to do, walking on that path. And that's going to be something that's an amenity that we don't have right now, plus sidewalks, although the sidewalks seem to end abruptly in the Naval Live Oaks, and people are saying, what's the point of that?
What is the time frame? I mean, people are probably thinking it's going to be at least 6 more months, right? Oh, dear.
Oh, year.
It's going to be a lot more than that. What time frame did he give you?
Well, originally they said summer of 2025. So that's coming up, obviously, or at the most, if we are looking at it from a very positive standpoint, maybe spring of 2025.
Okay,
but if
we get rain and weather and all the things, then, you know, later
sure,
than that as well.
Sure.
And, you know, that's such a good point. The basic problem with road construction projects is you feel like there's no consideration for you as a user of the road or somebody who has a business on that road. It feels very much like it's 100%. We're just going to do whatever we're going to do, and we don't really care about you at all. And especially like that whole, you know, closing off everything, like turning the entire road stretch into the work zone, when you're really only going to be working on this part for the first 2 months, again, feels like we don't really care about what it means to you. It's easier for us to do it this way, and that's all that matters. And it's such a frustration for people who have to use roads during construction zones.
People are frustrated.
You guys also have a story about Tibet Road, which is finally, right? This is finally going to happen.
We are so glad to. This was one of the issues that we really came about when the bridge was closed,
mm-hmm,
because people were using that road that goes between right in front of the Point Restaurant. Right there when you turn in on Country Club Road and you want to turn into Tiger Point, all that traffic was backing up while people were trying to turn left to go onto Garson Point on 98. The traffic was backed up. So people would try to turn in on Country Club Road to get to the eastern part of Tiger Point. So it really became a road. It was never intended to be a road.
Yeah.
It was literally just owned by the people who owned the adjoining property, and it had potholes, and it was just not designed for that much traffic. However, it was getting a lot of traffic, and there was a dispute about who was going to maintain it. Finally, the county has decided they will maintain that stretch of Tibet Road. Hopefully soon they will be repairing it. And they did come in and make some repairs on it to make it drivable during that time. but not until, you know, it had gotten so bad. So that's going to be something positive for
people. No, that's a really good thing. Yeah, and it's, you know, classic example of like people walking across the grass where there's not a sidewalk, or water finding a way between two riverbeds where there really shouldn't have been, but there is. It's traffic will go where traffic is wanting to go, and if you don't accommodate it, then you're going to have problems. We also had Shoreline Park getting dedicated to Mayor Fitch. Is that right? Or the Welcome Center anyway, Welcome Area?
Yes, that's right. In fact, we have a very nice viewpoint from City Manager Samantha Abel in our paper. I learned some things about the Shoreline Park that I did not know, the history of it, and it predates the city of Gulf Breeze. It's a very important part of the city of Gulf Breeze, as you know, and so now it's going to be dedicated to Mayor Terry Fitch, who's been around for a very long time, starting as an educator back in the 70s, and just serving her community in so many ways. And at that meeting, the students took over for the 31st year. The National Junior Honor Society 8th graders came and took over the city. They shadowed the people who work at the city in all different capacities. And then they actually ran the city council meeting on Monday night. And that's where they all kept a big secret about Mayor Terry Fitch getting her commendation. Mm-hmm. And so hats off to them. Great kids. We really appreciate them in the city for taking the time to educate students about how cities work, because I think a lot of people just take it all for granted.
Oh, most definitely. Absolutely. And you've got a story about, always stories about sports, such good sports coverage. The Live Oak Contest coming, culminating on Saturday. Wahoos and the Driftwood Garden Club presentation is the Historical Society. That's tonight, is that right?
Yes, and that's another thing. That Driftwood Garden Club basically was a foundation for the city. And they did so much to make Gulf Breeze what it is today, and it's, you know, that's just going to be a great presentation.
Outstanding. Well, the paper is available today, the Gulf Breeze News everywhere, or you can subscribe and bring it right to your house. Lisa Newell is the publisher, as always, Lisa. Thank you for covering our city so well, and thanks for the information. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got traffic for us.
If you are on U.S. 29 and Tate School Road in Cantonment, there was a vehicle crash earlier with a roadblock and debris in the roadway, so please use caution driving in that area. In Pace on Chemukla and Highway 90, we were seeing a backup about a half mile up Chemukla Highway, so use caution driving through there as well. And if you're heading into Pensacola on Gulf Beach Highway, I-10, or U.S. 98 from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, we are still seeing a lot of that morning traffic, so please drive carefully this morning. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with Traffic on the Fives.
You know, I got a text in here, 437-1620. Somebody says, a study I reviewed one time said a major road project like Highway 98 will force more than 30% of businesses on that road to close forever. And to survive, a business would really have to have about 3 to 5 years of operating cash on hand to begin at the start. It's just crazy. It's incredibly frustrating as a user of a road where they do construction. Because, look, I understand construction's hard and it's time-consuming and it's, you know, I get it. We all get it, okay? And we, in a way, what we want is something impossible, right? We want better, bigger capacity roads, cheaper, faster, immediately. Right? I mean, that's what, you know, and you can't have all that. There's going to be a lot of inconvenience involved with making roads have a bigger capacity. And you know, it's kind of like the birth pains versus the baby, right? You're happy to have the baby when Avalon is finished, or when Olive is finished, or when 9 Mile or 29 is finished. You're happy to have it when it's all done. But man, the getting there super sucks. And it's the feeling of such a disconnect between what would make you happy or at least not unhappy and what you see in practice, and the frustration of, you know, when are crews out and operating and how much progress is being made. And again, shutting down the whole stretch versus shutting down a portion of it. And look, we're all adults. We understand mobilization costs, but just because mobilization costs are a problem doesn't mean that you have to shut down, you know, 4 miles or massively inconvenience 4 miles of a road when you could do it somewhat more piecemeal along the way. Anyway, it's just, It's that frustration of feeling like this gorilla of a government entity. And this is not just a VEFTA. This is anywhere you live, right? You're going to run into this problem, okay? But that this gorilla of a government entity just does not give a rip about what it does to inconvenience you. And kind of in the process of, well, you know, we're benefiting you. How are you complaining? You know, like, they get irritated that you raise objections. So that's just as a customer, you know what I mean? That's not good customer service, right? And again, I don't think FDOT is unique in this regard. I think that every DOT in every state in the nation, you have this same reaction. And the question is, well, could it be done better? I don't know, but it sure does feel like it could be done better. 819 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Speaking of roads, if you are in need of that next vehicle in order to drive better on the roads that you wish were better, hey, Frontier Motors, 300 cars, trucks, vans, SUVs on the lot at any given moment. You can go test drive as many as you like, sit in them, play with the knobs, move the chair back and forth, check to see if you like how the AC or the stereo works, you know, tune it to 92.3 and bless the next person. The point is, you can really get a good sample. And you might not have any idea. I mean, it may have been 10 years since you bought a car, okay? You go to Frontier, like, oh, this is all brand new. That's fine. Check it all out. It's cars that you can trust. Don't have to worry about. Cars that are 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, and good prices. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church.
I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Celebrate this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk for their 22nd annual Crawfish Festival. Enjoy live music all weekend long by Swampland Revival, The Springs, Horseshoe Kitty, and many more. The 5K gets started at 8 Saturday morning, then fireworks Saturday night, and you'll definitely want to sink your teeth into some hot, juicy crawfish and enjoy beach-famous daiquiris while watching the sunset. It's all this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. Find more online at BambooWillies.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, check out Cinemas in the Sand at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring your beach chairs and enjoy Jumanji beginning at sunset. It's a free event presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Gallery night in downtown Pensacola is Friday night from Garden to Main. This month, highlighting Earth Day. GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Why are you doing this?
I just felt like running.
I just felt like running. Bye.
Working all day for a mean little man with a clip on tie and a rub on tan. He's got me running around the office like a dog around a track. But when I get back home, you're always there to rub my back. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to
bear. I think Fountains of Wayne needs to be my next band to do a deep dive on. Because that song is so good. And, of course, the Stacey's Mom is such a great song. Such a great tale. You know, such a hilarious tale. I think I maybe need to go listen to a little bit more Fountains of Wayne. 824 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Oh, somebody made a comment to me and said, 437-1620, that, you know, FDOT actually has one of its basic criteria for complete streets is economic development. So you would think maybe economic preservation of these businesses that are inconvenienced by these design choices and these, you know, how, you know, anyway, 437-1620. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Arizona's near-total abortion ban is still law today. The Civil War-era law outlaws abortion except to save the life of the mother. And the state house yesterday did not repeal the law following attempts by Democrat lawmakers to do so. Significant storm damage reported in Ohio, and they're forecast to get more powerful winds across the Midwest today. And apparently Quentin Tarantino has changed his mind about his next movie. The director was supposed to start shooting The Movie Critic later this year, starring Brad Pitt. But now multiple sources are saying Tarantino's had a change of heart and is backing away from the project.
Hmm. Okay. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 825 on News Radio 92.3. If you have a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall, a plumbing issue, you know, the water's not pressurized enough, the water's not hot enough, Barberry Plumbing, they will take care of you with the flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are on US 29 and Tate School Road in Cantonment, please use caution. There was a vehicle crash earlier with a roadblock and debris in the roadway. And a lot of backup on Burgess Road here in Pensacola, so expect some delays there. If you're heading into Pensacola on Gulf Beach Highway or US 98 from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, we are seeing a lot of that morning traffic, so expect some delays. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So President Biden was given a speech, and in his own unique, rambling, semi-conscious way, was talking about some events in his family history.
Back in when D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military. Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosey, they called him Bosey. My uncle Bosey was a hell of an athlete, they tell me, when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
What? The what? The cannibals in Guinea got Uncle Boozy or Bozy or Doozy or whatever his name is? Come on, man. the nap is over here, sir. Good Lord, really? And sure enough, you know, now we've had people ask the question, well, did it happen that way? According to the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency, has a slightly different record of what happened. They said that on May 14th, 1944, an airplane carrying a crew of 3 and 1 passenger, identified as Finnegan, left Mamote Airfield, on Los Negros Island for a courier flight to New Guinea. For unknown reasons, this plane was forced to ditch in the ocean off the north coast of New Guinea. Both engines failed at low altitude, and the aircraft's nose hit the water hard. The report also said that 3 men failed to emerge from the sinking wreck and were lost in the crash, while 1 crew member survived and was rescued by a barge. Finnegan has not been associated with any of the remains recovered from the area after the war and is still not accounted for, according to the report. So would it surprise you to know? This is perhaps the first time in his 173 years of public service that Joe Biden has ever gotten a fact wrong. He has ever embellished something into a complete fable. But, okay. That's all I can. It's just. Oh, I put up a video the other day on something. It was a UWF. Wouldn't interest you what the subject was. But I apparently have this habit of just saying, okay. You know, as a way of like, that's my super dismissive comment about something. And apparently, you know, somebody noted that. They said that that's what they liked about the video, is that one, okay, comment that I had. 437-1620, 437-1620. Where was the, there was one good, okay, here. This is actually kind of funny from SNL.
The Arizona Supreme Court has reinstated a law from 1864 banning doctors from performing abortions. Now, reinstating laws from 1864 isn't the worst thing for me because I'm a white landowner and a proud Freemason. But it's probably not great to adopt healthcare rules from a time where the only two things doctors prescribed were prayer and cocaine. Saturday and Sunday.
No. But this comes back to Biden. Here, watch or listen or whatever you do on the radio.
Back then, if you didn't want to keep your baby, your only option was to give it to Rumpelstiltskin. President Biden criticized the abortion law, calling it cruel, which is the same thing Biden said when he voted against it in 1864.
Oh, way to pull a full circle, Colin. I appreciate that. Oh, and this one, too, is funny.
O.J. Simpson died this week at the age of 76 after a battle with prostate cancer that was planted on him by the LAPD.
Oh, didn't you need a laugh today? You needed a laugh today, which was also what he said when he voted against it in 1864. Oh, my goodness. Frivolous topic comes up next. David, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
An attempted lotto fraud. We'll tell you about it after Fox.
The ransom note cometh.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Jury selection resumes this morning at former President Trump's trial in New York. Seven jurors chosen so far.
One juror who's already been picked said, quote, I don't know the man and I don't have opinions about him personally. I certainly follow the news. I'm aware there are other lawsuits out there, but I'm not sure that I know anyone's character. One juror who was excused called Trump, quote, fascinating and mysterious.
Fox's Eric Shawn. In another part of New York City, police are arresting pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University.
They're calling this the Gaza Solidarity Encampment, and they say it's to show support of Palestine while demanding an end to the university's, quote, alleged complicity in genocide. Since this student-led occupation, at least three other demonstrations formed near the university in support, all raging on despite orders from the school to evacuate.
Fox's Brooks Singman. A volcano eruption forces the evacuation of hundreds of people in Indonesia in a remote island village. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 73 degrees and mostly cloudy in Pensacola today. Well, local lottery officials say a Dafuniak Springs couple attempted to alter a scratch-off ticket in a failed attempt to claim a $1 million lotto jackpot. Investigators say 32-year-old Dakota Jones and his partner Kira Enders altered a 500 times the cash scratch-off ticket. That ticket had been purchased in Dafuniak Springs to make it look like a winner. Deputies say they had crudely pieced together two separate scratch-offs and then laminated it to cover the alterations. The couple attempted to claim that prize at the Pensacola Lottery office, and Jones has now been charged with principal to grand theft and principal to alter a lottery ticket with intent to defraud, being held in jail with no bond. Deputies are still looking for Enders, who will face similar charges. Congressman Matt Gaetz, among a group of conservative Republicans, speaking out against House Speaker Mike Johnson and his plan to provide foreign military aid. Johnson announced earlier this week he would hold votes on four separate bills to provide aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Gaetz says the bills don't include any sort of tie to securing the southern border.
Proposed different paths for the speaker that would have avoided the abject surrender represented by his strategic choice here. There's no other way to describe it. It's surrender. It's disappointing. I won't support it.
And this comes as Republicans Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tom Massey have threatened to bring a motion to vacate against House Speaker Johnson. President Biden has said he backs that plan. Mayor D.C. Reeves bringing a plan forward to hire an outside consultant to provide a report detailing what the maintenance needs are at Pensacola's city parks. Now, this comes after the controversy that came from the demolition of the Malcolm Young Gym.
We know that number is going to come back enormous, and we know that's a number that we're never going to have enough money in 1 year or in 5 years to take on at one time. But we now can make informed decisions, not district by district, not as something breaks and then we have to shut it down.
Reeves says the price tag for the report would be about $100,000. He's asking the city to reallocate COVID-era American Rescue Plan dollars to pay for that. The truth will set us free. That from Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday after he signed a bill requiring schools to teach about the dangers and the evils of communism. Governor DeSantis signed SB 1264 on the 63rd anniversary of the Bay of Pigs invasion. The governor said he won't allow students in Florida to live in ignorance or be indoctrinated by communist apologists at schools. Senator Rick Scott accusing the Biden administration of putting politics over the safety of American families and national security. He spoke yesterday after Democrats dismissed impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Scott accuses Mayorkas of ordering laws to be ignored, allowing terrorists on the FBI's watch list, migrants with gang affiliations, and fentanyl to stream into the country. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
This traffic report is brought to you by True Green. If you are on US 29 and Tate School Road in Cantonment, please drive with caution. There was a vehicle crash earlier with a roadblock and debris in the roadway. There is a lot of backup on Burgess Road going east and westbound in Pensacola. And if you are heading into Pensacola on Gulf Beach Highway, I-10, US 98 from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, just be expecting that morning traffic and drive with caution. If you want a great-looking lawn, contact True Green today. All you have to do is water and mow. Sign up by April 20th to get one application free with an annual plan. Restrictions apply. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a beautiful but cloudy day today. Temperatures warming up near 80 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, staying warm, temperatures near 66. For Friday, sunshine will return, warming up in the afternoon near 82 degrees for your high. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 65. On Saturday, beautiful weather continues with peaks of sunshine, high near 82. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 65. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got 73 in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, and 69 degrees in Milton. Your money now. This morning, the market's mixed at the opening bell. The Dow is up 115.02 at 37,868.33. The S&P 500 down a fraction of a point at 5,021.74. NASDAQ down just over 31 points at 15,652.20. Your 10-year bond rate is up just a bit at 4.61%. Gold price is up $14.70 this morning at $24.03.10. Silver price is up 15 cents at $28.55. And Bitcoin up $11.84.13 at $62,251 this morning. Looks like the rest of the crypto market also inching up right now. First-time unemployment claims unchanged for last week. There were 212,000 initial jobless claims, according to the Labor Department. Analysts had expected that number to be slightly higher. Whistleblowers are accusing Boeing of covering up safety and quality failures. Boeing quality engineer Sam Salaport testified during a congressional hearing yesterday, and he said that Boeing 787 Dreamliner is unsafe due to assembly flaws. He told lawmakers he'd raised that issue with leadership for more than 3 years, but was ignored. The CEO of automaker Stellantis will be the highest paid leader of a traditional auto manufacturer after a vote by its shareholders. They approved a pay package totaling $39 million for Carlos Tavares. That move came despite objections from some investment groups. It is 8:37. Our next news at 9 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Pete Moore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 18th at 8:15. This inaugural fun run starts at Community Maritime Park and runs along Bayfront, down to Veterans Park, and back to Community Maritime Park. Register now and receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and a race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Community Maritime Park, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Severe weather can strike at any time. At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So today, you probably did not know this, but today, April 18th, is one of the 83 things that today is as a national day, is it's National Newspaper Columnist Day. National Newspaper Columnist Day. And I would say that the art of the newspaper column is, you can't quite say dead, but you can say it's, you know, I'm not dead yet. You know, it's sort of like in the ring out, you're dead. No, but the question I have, and I think newspaper columns or just, you know, editorial opinion columns are very interesting. I mean, I engage in an editorial column for 4 hours every day, right? That's what I do for a living. I don't write it typically. I mean, I have in the past written them. But I, you know, that's what I do. I tell you the news and then I give my editorial perspective and we make some jokes and we do a column. That's what the show is all about. So my question for you, though, is 437-1620. Who's your columnist? Do you remember? And you might have one for today, but I'm more thinking like, who's, when I say newspaper columnist, you probably think of somebody. You probably think of a person in particular, and you remember that, oh man, I used to read that person's work all the time. Might be here, might be somewhere else. 437-1620, 437-1620. When I say the word newspaper columnist, who's the one that you think of that you love to read, wish you could read all the time? Maybe you miss, maybe they're passed away, you know, whatever the case may be. 437-1620, 437-1620. Jimmy, now I know you're a little on the younger side.
I am.
A newspaper is a collection of large pieces of very thin gray paper on which they print a lot of words that rubs off on your hands when you touch it. Sometimes there's pictures. Yeah. Typical elements of a newspaper include things like story continued 5 pages from now.
Wait, I know what you're talking. This is the stuff that lines the to-go boxes whenever I get food to go. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
People
cool.
use it in bird cages and mullet wrappers and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
It's so a joke. Okay, but he's 28. Yeah. I mean, you never want to take a thing for granted. Okay.
Now that you said that, after I eat all my food, the articles that I am partial to would be maybe Malcolm Gladwell from The New Yorker.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. And right. So you read lengthy liberal stuff. Okay, cool. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
The New Yorker, where nothing under 10,000 words is long enough. Go ahead.
After I eat my very non-vegan.
your meat sandwich.
Yes.
While cleaning your gun and reading The New Yorker. Yeah. So you're a good American. Okay, yeah. Very good. 437-1620, 437-1620. Who was your columnist or who was your, you know, whatever it might be. And it's kind of funny because I know what I think of is, you know, political columnists or satire columnists. So I think of like Mike Royko. You know, if you didn't think I was a nerd before, okay, I mean, what, 2 days listening to the show? I used to read Mike Royko in the Chicago Tribune when I was in high school. I did. Loved Royko. Royko was the best. Oh my God, so amazing. You know, sitting on the bar, writing satire. It was just fantastic. Anyway, but then again, my favorite cartoon was Doonesbury. So, you know, whatever. You learn a lot of things about me. 437-1620, 437-1620. Who was your columnist, or, you know, what person do you think of when I say that word as a National Newspaper Columnist Day? Someone here says, Dear Abby. Oh, I can understand that. And see, I didn't even think about advice columnists in the category, but, you know, she is, you know, Ann Landers and Dear Abby are like two of the top in all of history, the most popular columnists, because they wrote about regular life and giving people advice for situations they didn't understand. I mean, there's a reason that they're so massively popular, or were so massively popular. Somebody here says, Dear Abby in the comics, okay? Somebody here says, John Sinclair, who wrote for the San Diego Tribune in the 1970s. That's not one that I know, but that's okay. I don't have to know them all. I don't know them all. Somebody here says, my favorite columnist was Lois Lane. Now, she is an investigative reporter, don't you know? Lois Lane was not a columnist. Come on, stay within the category. Stay in your lane!
Yeah, that was good.
Medium. Louis Grizzard. Oh, yeah. No, I don't read him or haven't read him, but I've had other people say you would love him. So here's another one for Louis Grizzard as well. I hope I'm saying it right. It's Grizzard, not Grizzard. I believe that's correct. Anyway, somebody here says, in recent memory, Troy Moon. Oh, yeah, Troy's a great column. And he's writing again for the PNJ now, I think. He was working at PSC and, you know, always writing about the odd, quirky, weird side slice story, which why he's so captivating, you know, and such an interesting fellow, a friend. We've had him on the rap a couple of times. And this person says, Troy Moon for now, and then Mike Royko back in history. Oh, George Will. You know how sometimes you read somebody and you're like, and here I thought I was smart. You know, but I think you need that. I think you need to be getting input from people that you think they're smarter than you are, because don't you want to be smarter? And how can you be smarter if you don't hang around with people who are smarter? And, well, who's smarter than I am? Well, lots of people. You know, find them. Seek them out. That's like mentorship, right? George Will, somebody says, my uncle Milton Smith at the Woodruff News in Woodruff, South Carolina. My grandparents started this little newspaper in the 50s. No longer on, but it was so special. Oh, that's so cool. I love that.
Somebody said Peggy Noonan.
Peggy Noonan, yeah.
Wall Street Journal. Yeah.
No, fair enough. And Peggy used to be a speechwriter for George W. Bush, I think. I could be wrong about that. Dave Barry. Oh, Dave Barry. You know, I kind of feel like if you and I were going to become good friends and we're having lunch sometime and I say Dave Barry and you say who, relationship can survive that, okay? But if I say Dave Barry and you say, ew, oh, I don't, check, please. Like, I think we're done here.
Peggy Noonan was a speechwriter for President Ronald Reagan.
For Reagan, that's right. Thank you. Not for George Bush. I should have known that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Question of the day is, who's that newspaper columnist? Because today is National Famous Newspaper Columnist Day, or Newspaper Columnist Day. And we're just kind of, you know, paying tribute, thinking about an art form that really, you know, is fantastic. Jimmy's got traffic on the... I almost called you Jake, so I didn't. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are on U.S. 29 and Tate School Road in Cantonment, be driving with caution. There was a vehicle crash with a roadblock and debris in the roadway earlier today. And if you were heading into Pensacola on Gulf Beach Highway, U.S. 98 from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, or Highway 90 from Pace or Milton, we are seeing a lot of morning traffic, so please expect delays. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. Jimmy, back to the question of the day. Pardon me. I don't know what happened there. A little semi-hiccup. Newspaper columnist. When I say, you know, great newspaper columnist, who do you think about? Somebody says anyone in the days following 9/11. Oh, there were a lot for sure. Oh, Paul Harvey. Did Paul Harvey write, or did Paul Harvey only do radio? I just don't know the answer to that. I mean, Paul Harvey is a great editorial columnist on radio, but, you know, and a fabulous storyteller. Somebody here says, from my hometown, Jab White, Benton County Enterprise, Missouri, local guy, but a great writer. You know, there are a lot of, like, the local paper famous columnists. You know, Earl Bowden. God, fantastic stuff, right? Predates me just a little bit. Like, he was kind of phasing out when I first moved here. You know, Andy Marlette would be sort of a classic here locally, although, and I think, you know, Andy would take this as a compliment. I think his editorial cartoons are much stronger than his editorial columns. But as an editorial cartoonist, that's also a dying art. My God, the editorial cartoon, a mainstay of American political commentary for 200 years. I mean, it's actually kind of interesting. I picked up a book at a, garage sale, library sale. I don't remember. Something along the line. But it was political cartoons of the Revolutionary War and post-Revolutionary War period. And it's fascinating to look at how utterly vicious. I mean, really, really, really vicious. So whenever somebody tries to tell you that, you know, political discourse back then was so genial and today it's very kind and, you know, or it's very mean today, it's a little bit more history is what you need. 437-1620, Mark O'Brien for the PNG. Okay, I don't know Mark O'Brien, but I will trust you on this. Ed Bradley, yes. Somebody says Paul Harvey was a broadcaster, but he also carried was in 300 newspapers, which makes sense because it was written, read, so it would be very easy to translate to. And I'm assuming what was published was his radio, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was a whole separate thing. I mean, I don't know. Somebody else, again, says Louis Grizzard. Walter Winchell, yeah, absolutely. I would say Walter Williams would be another one. I really love reading Walter Williams stuff. Thomas Sowell is very good. Somebody says Roger Ebert. That's, I mean, I guess. Sure, it's movie commentary. It's not exactly an advice or information columnist. Ben Shapiro. Oh, William Buckley. Oh, William F. Buckley Jr.
William F. Buckley.
Oh, my heart. Talk about, again, I say that like Charles Krauthammer. I say, you know, George Will, Charles Krauthammer, William F. Buckley, P.J. O'Rourke, you know, those kind of people where I think they just, what they do for me, okay, and maybe I'm not speaking for everybody, I am speaking for me, is they make me want to write. You know, they make me want to know more. They make me want to polish the art of communication better. And I just think you need that in your life. You need that just as a person, as a professional, as whatever. You need that. Somebody who you think of and you're like, man, if only one day I could. You know, I want to.
I was just talking about Firing Line last night with somebody.
Yeah.
And somebody said, yeah, that was before politics was theater.
When you know, we could kind of do it the way it really ought to be done. Anyway, yeah. What a great answers. And, you know, I wish I knew more of your examples that you're giving because I'm sure they're fabulous. But, you know, what a rich contribution to people's lives, that daily column, that daily, you know, perspective with the, you know, that somebody who writes from the real person's perspective with some humor, but also keeps you informed and, you know, makes you think. And you don't know, by the way, you don't always agree. In fact, I don't always agree, but that, who cares? You know, what's the point of having friends that you only agree with? How boring. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Ah, they finally came to Pensacola. Pounder's Hawaiian Grill. I have been begging them for years in Crestview. Every time we'd eat there, I'd say, hey, when are you guys coming to Pensacola? Real soon, right? Like this week? And then, you know, finally they came. They've been here for about a month. It is outstanding food. It is very reasonable prices. It is fast Hawaiian, you know, fast casual Hawaiian. So you get your teriyaki steak. Yeah, it costs you a little bit extra to get the steak. It's very worth it. Teriyaki chicken, Kahlua pig, garlic chicken. I like the white rice and the macaroni salad, but the greens and the cabbage and the brown rice is all fantastic, too. They're right there in, like, by JCPenney in the old University Mall or across from Academy Sports in the old Dickies location. Yeah, I don't get that weird hiccupy, gaspy thing today. I don't know what that's all about. It's like, you know how when you drink a soda, right, that first you get the CO2 and it kind of makes you... For a second, I've got that today. I don't know what it is. Anyway, it's affordable counter-style Hawaiian food, and it is outstanding with a kind of a mahalo ambiance. You'll like going there. Anyway, take the kids. Have a good time. Pounder's Hawaiian Grill right here on North Davis Highway. 8:52 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Pete Salvato and Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never met your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now, and these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own medical insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018.
Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
You write "Born to Kill" on your helmet and you wear a peace button. What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
No, sir.
What is it supposed to mean?
I think I was trying to suggest something about the duality of man, sir.
The what?
The duality of man, the Jungian thing, sir.
How to sell a contradiction.
Fighting tyranny and fighting communism in a little bit different venue, in a little bit different way through legislation, but we are committed to telling the truth about this ideology, and we are going to make sure that people have a very accurate understanding of the human carnage that has resulted from communist regimes throughout history.
Can I just take 1 second and celebrate the completely inadvertent perfection of that comeback from the break? Because we played the duality of man clip from Full Metal Jacket, and then the contradiction mention in Culture Club, which then turned into Karma Chameleon and the governor talking about karma communism. Completely unintentional, every bit of it. Total luck. 8:56 on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, the governor signing this bill yesterday that requires the teaching about the history of communism and how it is contrary to basically everything that America stands for and why it has hurt so many people, millions and tens of millions, even hundreds of millions of people over the course of the time that has been in existence. But people keep trying it. We can do it better here. It'll definitely work for us. Show me a place where it has worked better for them. Never, ever. This on the anniversary of the Bay of Pigs invasion. Very interesting bill, even at the kindergarten level. You know, you say, well, that's too early to teach about communism. When do you start teaching about America? Jimmy's got traffic on the 5. Jimmy?
If you are on U.S. 29 and Tate School Road in Cantonment, please drive with caution. There was a vehicle crash earlier with a roadblock and debris in the roadway. And if you're heading into Pensacola on Gulf Beach Highway, U.S. 98 from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, or Highway 90 from Pace and Milton. We are seeing a lot of that morning traffic, so expect some delays and drive with caution. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. 8:57 here on News Radio 92.3. The impeachment trial of Alejandro Mayorkas was the shortest impeachment trial in all of history because the Senate voted twice to dismiss both articles of impeachment. Zero surprise, right? I mean, did you really think it was going to be otherwise? And by the way, I know that just based on what I've said there, somebody might say, yeah, I knew that Senate was corrupt, led by the Democrats. Sir, this was pure political theater. Purely political theater. The Democrats have been complaining that this is an impeachment over policy decisions, not an impeachment over high crimes and misdemeanors. And they're right, or breaking the law. They're right. Of course this was politics. Of course this was election year posturing. It's not that the border doesn't matter. It's not that immigration isn't a problem. We all know that it is. But this is not an impeachable offense. It's silly. It's genuinely silly. And you know it's silly because what's the rule on impeachments? If you don't get anybody from the other side to join you, then it's just politics. And they got nobody. I mean, you know, it's not like the Republicans got some bipartisan support. It squeaked out of the House, right? which should have been your first indicator. And everybody knew this was going to happen. And it's not because Democrats won't hear it. It's because, I mean, that may be a factor for some. But it's because it was all political theater. Of course. I mean, if you thought it was going to be other than this, come on. Pay attention. 8:59 on News. You can do better. I believe in you. You can do better. 8:59 on News Radio 92.3. All right. The Bay Center. New Bay Center for $500,000. Much better Bay Center for $130,000. Medium better for $70,000. Barely limping along with repairs for $10,000 or demolish it.
$10 million can buy enough bubble gum to patch that stucco.
Yeah, outside. I do think it's going to be, you know, Bondo and duct tape is how they're going to fix this for $10 million, unfortunately.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.